Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tom Barrington with Bikers Against Child Abuse, or BACA. And we have a chapter right here in the area that has been here since 1998. And he signed up right when they came out with it. We're going to talk about what BACA does for not just the community, but this is a worldwide organization. We're going to talk about what they can, what they do, the different ways they show support and empowerment for victims of child abuse, and we'll discuss that. Then we're going to discuss April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. We're going to talk about some of the things that they do as far as that is concerned, and then we'll wrap up with, if you want to be a part of BACA, if you would like to donate to them, how you can do all that. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you taking out the time.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Now, when I got contacted by your chapter, I guess he's the chapter president for the area, is that?
That was Hogg. No, he's Hogg. Actually our agency liaison.
Okay, and that's where I was kind of headed with this. His name is Hogg, yeah. And you are Big T, is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's how everybody knows you in BACA.
I'm afraid so.
So let's talk about the beginnings of BACA and the beginnings of it here in our area, and some of the things that they do here to help victims of child abuse and those kinds of things.
Well, it's interesting. BACA is a Utah homegrown organization. It started up around Provo. We had a lay therapist that had a little background in the biker community. He had an 8-year-old that was really having a hard time working through his therapy. His background with the biker community kind of gave him an idea. He said, well, grab some of my guys that I know, and we'll just run over and see if you'd be interested in looking at bikes. And that led to a second ride over, which eventually the child broke out of that sheltered shell that they get into. They seen him leaving the house, leaving the protection of mom and dad, and actually interacting with people again. And they thought, well, wait a minute, that worked. That led to several people up there organizing and doing it a second time. Another child worked a second time. They got thinking, well, maybe this is a good idea. Well, somebody said, let's organize this and make it right. That's where BACA was founded in 1995. Some of the guys from Carbon County knew about what was happening. They went up and they rode several times up there. About 1998, early 98, they started coming down here trying to organize enough people, because we had quite a biking community back in those, well, we still do, but back in those days. And they got a chapter. They chartered it. Went through a bunch of steps, and now we are international.
That's what I was going to say. So it was the brainchild of someone in Provo, Utah, and now this is an international organization helping kids around the world that are victims of child abuse.
Amazing. Absolutely true. And that's the whole mission.
And so let's talk about, and I we talked before we came on, and one of the things that you guys do, and because I went on your website and I was reading, one of the things that is just really great to me, and I think it is a great way to show support, and you referred to it as empowerment. And you said you're on your way to Richfield for just this very thing. If a child goes to has to go and appear in court in an abuse case, you guys kind of work things out with the lawyers and everything. You guys show up, don't you?
That's one of our unwritten rules. We show up. The way it works out is, as BACA just doesn't show up for kids in court. They have to have the system working with them. So they're either a child that's been through the legal aspects with law enforcement, DCFS, CJC, organizations like that. We may get a referral from them. They may see one of our trifolds laying around, and the parent or guardian contact us, and then we'll actually review what the case is. We have a person that's educated in that process. He's called our child liaison. He will then bring it to the executive board of the chapter. That chapter then votes on going in. If it's a legitimate court case of some form of abuse, and that's physical, emotional, sexual, whatever the case may be that's in the system, then we will go ahead and bring that child into our organization. And be there for them. The object is to empower them to get through whatever trauma they've experienced. And it may be going to court. It may be taking them to therapy. Some low income doesn't have the money for therapy, so we raise money for helping therapy. Just different things like that. Whatever we can do to be there for that child that when that child needs it.
And that's what BACA is all about, really.
Absolutely.
And I know it's probably hard to pinpoint something, but I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. Out of all the things that you guys do you have something that you just really enjoy doing and going and help and being there with these kids more than anything else?
This is where I get emotional. When you actually are with a child, and it may be, again, I'll go back to the original child, an eight-year-old. It may be a teenage young lady, whatever the child's case may be. We don't get involved in actually what happened to them. That's their business. If they want to talk to us, we do. But what really is the reward of being in BACA is when that child gets that light back in their eyes. They can sit there and say, this is what has happened to me. He did it. I'm good. I've got my friends with me, and we're going to support this and do what we got to do. Like I said, I get choked up.
Well, and it would be very to see someone, like you said, take that empowerment back.
It's theirs.
And it's theirs, and they claim it again, and you guys help them through to do all that. So great, great organization. I know we've got more that we want to talk about. Can you stick around for another segment, and we'll get through that as well?
Absolutely.
All right, so once again, we're talking with Big T, or Tom, with Bikers Against Child Abuse. Well, coming back, we'll talk more about April. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we'll discuss that as well. We'll be right back with more Castle Country Focus.